My name is Katia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for patient Elizabeth F. Mitchell, E-L-I-Z-B-E-T-H, middle initial F, last name M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. This dictation is done on October 10th, 2022. My number 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is stable and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes in the aging process, as well as cardiorenal syndrome secondary to coronary artery disease. That is both CABG, C-A-B-G, times 3 in 2018, and recent stents times 2 in September 2022, period. The kidney functions reveal ABUN of 22 from 27, a creatinine of 1.1 from 1.1, and a GFR of 49 from 45. There is no evidence of proteinuria, and there is minimal pyuria in the urinary sediments, period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms, period. She states she was given a Cipro, 500 milligrams, one tablet, every 12 hours for 10 days due to urinary tract infection, period. She has already completed 5 days of the therapy, period. Since she is asymptomatic, we recommended that she takes only 2 more days of the therapy and to discontinue it afterwards. We also recommended that she uses 1/3 of white vinegar mixed with 2/3 of water to cleanse her vaginal area to promote acidity, which will prevent future bacteria buildup, period. Number 2, anemia with HNH of 10.3 and 33% from 11.2 and 34%, period. We will order iron studies, period. This could be related to recent hospitalization and multiple and frequent blood draws, period. We will continue to monitor. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is well controlled, would be blood pressure of 130 over 74 today, period. The patient has lost 6 pounds since the last visit and weighs 143 pounds today. She is euvolemic, period. Continue with the current regimen and decrease sodium intake in the diet, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is unremarkable. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hypothyroidism, stable on replacement therapy, period. We will order thyroid panel due to patient's complaint of fatigue, period. Next line, coronary artery disease, status post CABG in 2018, period. The patient was recently admitted for NSTEMI, N-S-T-E-M-I, and had a heart cath done at Advent Health Hospital by Dr. Shimshak, period. She is post CTCA and stenting of the left main and proximal left anterior descending artery, period. Deployment of overlapping resolute Onyx, O-N-Y-X, frontier, drug-eluting stents, with intravascular lithotripsy using the shock wave balloon was done, period. She has an upcoming appointment with Dr. Nguyen on November 6th, 2022, for cardiology follow-up, period. Next line, CHF, we recommend decreased sodium intake of 2 grams in 24 hours, as well as decreased fluid intake of 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours, period. She follows with Dr. Nguyen, cardiologist. Nguyen is W-I-N. Next line, hyperuricemia, which has been stable on allopurinol with most recent uric acid of 5.6. Next line, history of nephrolithiasis with no complaints, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is well controlled with recent A1C of 5.9%. Next line, depression, which is stable at this time. Next line, carotid stenosis that is post left CEA in 2018. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 3 months with lab follow-up. And